When the glory lands, you know where the glory lands?
Ooh,
I gotta hurry. The glory lands in your mind. Let me prove it to you. You ever see the picture of the temple in the old time when it was first built? If you were up in the sky in a helicopter looking down, taking a picture of the temple, it looks like a man. In fact, they call it the temple man. Okay? Right here, the head part is the most holy of holies. Okay? Then the neck that goes down is the staircase that goes down into the room that has the lights, the showbread, and everything else, right? Okay. Coming off of that room here, which is significant of the chest area and all that, where the Holy Spirit lives, because that's where the light is, the menorahs, are these, they actually look like arms sticking out like this. They're like aisleways, but they have rooms in them where they keep treasures and the priest's quarters and things like that. Now, check this out. At the entrance to all these, to these aisles that are the arms, right where the hands are, there's actually 5 lavalier washing bowls. Yeah. Right, and it goes on. I could tell you the rest. But here's my point. Where does the glory land in the temple, man? In your brain, baby. Right, in the Holy of Holies. Inside the Holy of Holies, there's a place called the Golden Attic. It's just this gold. It's an empty space. It's like a golden loft, but it represents the mind of God. And it's right over the cherubim and the... The ark, hello, yes, okay. But it's over that, and that's where the glory lands, right? Remember, the priests couldn't even do their work because the glory was so strong. It had landed so much, it weighed everybody down. They had to go out at the temple. It was so strong. When you keep your mind focused, the glory is going to land so much faster for you, okay? All right. Number 3, what if you get stuck like Chuck, okay? Like, your brain is being so distracted, you're just not getting anything done. It's like every 5 seconds, you just can't keep your focus, and you're like, oh, Jesus, I'm being distracted by every little thing. What do I do? There's a couple things you can do. First of all, what's distracting you? Is it because you're having an issue with your husband or your wife, or you're worried about your kids? Whatever is bothering you at that moment that might be repeatedly playing in your mind to distract your focus, so begin to release that petition right away, because that way you'll get it off your chest. And you won't be thinking about it anymore. Then when the glory comes, you can do it again. But just like release it to God so you won't keep on thinking about it. Number 2, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray fervently in the Holy Ghost. I mean, spend like 10 minutes going, I mean, just like fiercely focus on praying in the Holy Ghost. Why would that help you? The best example I can give, it's like water in a hose. If you're in Arizona especially, you know that during the summer, you do not go out and do some yard work in the middle of the day and then get thirsty and go to the water hose, turn on the water hose and put it right up to your mouth because you'll burn your face off. Okay, 110 degree temperature water come out of that hose. Okay, but if you let the hose run, the hot, bothersome water will go out and the cool, refreshing water will go in, will come out next. Okay, so that's what praying in the Holy Ghost does for you. Amen? It pushes that hot water, that bothersome stuff that's distracting you out. Plus, it begins to bubble up your spirit so you have more ability to focus on God. And it begins to chase away the demonic that's externally around you going, chatter, chat, 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 listen to me, chatter at. Irritating. Okay? So pray in the Holy Ghost to get your mind to be quiet. Okay? Then what? We're getting close if you start like doing something like weeping. Or maybe your mind gets more quiet. I tell you what happens. God honors what you're doing. You are pressing in, contending in your mind, contending to keep focused on God, contending. And then what happens? The Lord says, let me help you. And he literally releases the spirit of worship, an actual spirit that flies into the room, and you begin to hit by that spirit and you begin to weep. And then in that place, it's so much easier to worship the Lord, amen? You're not contending anymore. You're sitting in the presence of that actual spirit of worship. Stay there. And if you start to go out and get distracted, focus back and let it go again, amen? Because the scripture says in Hebrews, it's verse 11 though, it says, let us labor therefore to enter into his rest. We labor. And then he brings us the ability to rest. And just stay in that position of worship and glory will come. How do you know when glory will come? Some people don't know when the glory arrives. They'll be sitting right in the middle. I've sat right in the glory club. I'm in the glory. And they'll be like, really? Is it here? And I'm just like, yes. How do you know when the glory will come? Okay, number 1, there's a bunch of different ways. Number one, just use your faith. Ask Jesus, have I made it? He'll speak to your mind. He'll speak to your spirit. He might put a scripture in you, and you go to it, and it'll be about Jesus giving us the glory that God gave him. You know, use your faith. If you can't tangibly feel it or sense it, ask God to tell you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. He'll speak into your spirit. He'll speak into your mind. He'll give you a scripture. You'll go to it and you'll be amazed. It'll be about the glory. And you'll be, yes, the glory is here. And your faith will just like, you know, rocket through the roof. Okay? You can also tell when the glory arrives because the atmosphere changes. Your mind does get quieter. You feel at peace. The stuff that was ripping and tearing at you before is no longer there. You're peaceful. Okay? You also can tell when the glory comes because sometimes the glory will start burning you. It'll start feeling like a sunburn, like a tingling. Like a tingling on your arms or on your face. Why does it do that? Remember, in the Amplified Bible, it says that when the glory cloud landed on Jesus when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, that cloud was quote, composed of light. There's light in the cloud. What happens when you go out into sunlight? You start to get a little sunburn. That's what it feels like. Okay? Sometimes you'll feel heaviness. Sometimes people freak out. The kabod glory hits and you start going, whoa, you'll actually feel like somebody's pushing your head down, pushing your shoulders down. And some people freak out. They think it's demonic. It's not. It's the kabod. Glory means kabod in Hebrew. That means heavy or weighty. Okay, and you'll feel it. You'll start to feel it on your shoulders. I do experiments. Like when I first started getting like the manifestation where I could feel the glory, I remember once we were at this one meeting, open heaven, glory broke out, and I had a shirt on, like a three-quarter sleeve, and I felt glory burning from here, the three-quarter on down to the end of the hand. And so I'm like, So I rolled up my sleeve. But I left the other one the same. And sure enough, this part of my arm started getting burned on it because the glory was coming down. See that? Sometimes I'll lay on my face and go, okay, I'm going to turn over and get the other side now. And I'll start to feel it. I'll start to feel it burning more on my back. Amen? Jesus. I love Jesus. Okay, two other things. Once you get the glory to manifest, you have to work at it, okay? This is your part of honoring God, is you need to take regular time out in your home to create glory. How many of you want the creative power of the glory so when you write your bills, you get an increase so that when you send your check in, that it multiplies, okay? How bad do you want it? You know, I'll be honest with you. I worked for almost a year and a half to get tangible manifestation of glory to be able to manifest every day in my house. By the way, it rained for the last 2 days in my house. It was super cool for like an hour each time. Yeah. And I got a word as we were walking in here. It's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Amen. But I worked hard to have that realm in my home. And you need to commit to that. Am I saying it's going to take you a year and a half? No, I'm teaching you stuff I had to learn on my own. I'm giving you the way, baby. Follow the path. You know what I mean? It's going to be way easier for you. And plus, we're going to impart to you today. Amen? So you have to choose to pursue. Choose to pursue. Choose to pursue, okay? And then you have to choose to keep it up. One thing I found out by experience, you know, and I want you to learn from my mistakes, is that I would get there, I would contend, and then, oh, bam, here comes the breakthrough. And then I got the glory manifest. I'm like, oh, super cool, here's the glory, yeah! I think I'll flake off for a couple days now. And then I come back 3, 4, 5 days later, oh my gosh, I have to start at the bottom of the ladder again. Not totally at the bottom, but I would have to start like lower than where I was when I left. I found that when a breakthrough comes, it will stay there. And all you have to do is step back into it again, and it will be very quick before it'll just break out again. When the rain happened, it was actually 2 hours the first day. The next day I went in and I said, I know it's still there. All I have to do is refresh it. All I have to do is press in and it will break out again. And I did. It was like 15 minutes, half an hour, and it was raining again. Bernadette Alvarado was there. She's got kabod on her head. She can't even see. She's going, yeah. She was there. She felt it. But do you see, it was easy. Because wherever you leave it off, it's still there if you come back the next day and revisit it. But if you don't, you're going to have to start over again. That's a big, important word. Do you see that? Keep steady. Keep faithful. And lastly, don't forget, stop doing all your praying and reading and everything without the glory. Go and worship first, baby. Get the heavens to open, the glory to drop, and then begin to decree all your prayer requests. You know, I got journals. I go and I highlight all my stuff so I can just read what I call the pudding list. I'll just go by and say, okay, on this day, God says, release the diamond. On this day, I get the sight of William Branham. And on this day, I got more angels. And on this day, and I just start, like, I highlight all my little things that I can just, like, I just rattle them up. Bam, 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 into the cloud. Right? Okay, start doing, reverse your stuff. Do the worship and the glory first. Then begin to do your prayer work in the presence of the glory. Start reading your Bible in the presence of the glory. Because I'm telling you what, you get the glory going first, and then you open up the word, and revelation will begin to unfold like it never has before. Reverse your orders. Reverse your orders, okay? Now, how many people here are having a problem having tangible manifestation of glory manifest in your home? Okay, a couple people. We want to pray for you first. Can we have worship team back up here? Jesus. And I just want to impart to the people on the media right now. People on the media right now, I'm speaking to you. I'm releasing an impartation of glory to you. I'm commanding that everything that's hindering you from going higher will be broken off of you right now in Jesus' name. Will be broken off of you in the name of Jesus. We command it right now that you will go higher and higher and higher. And I release an impartation of glory realm to the people that are listening by media so that they can receive an impartation of Jesus' glory. The glory that God gave the Son now gives to